Joining us next is NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts, who joins us every Monday morning. Good morning, Cokie.
Morning, Steve.
So we keep saying that the news from Iraq is going to affect the presidential campaign. So how is the news from Iraq affecting the presidential campaign?
Well, the president's clearly nervous. He's been out taunting John Kerry. What would you have done? Would you have voted for the war, knowing what you know now? And he seems to get, the president seems to get some traction on this, partly because John Kerry can't give a straight answer to that question. He's tried to make a virtue out of the fact that he is nuanced, but on this case, he seems to be all over the place. It wouldn't be hard to say, knowing what I know now, that there were no weapons of mass destruction, no, I wouldn't have voted for the war. But he hasn't said that. Instead, he goes through a lot of convoluted Senate speak, and he, of course, doesn't want to look like he's soft on security. That's part of the reason that he's doing it. But there's also a Democratic base that's very much against the war in Iraq. So there's a reason to be convoluted. But it's also a question of more troops versus fewer troops. He says we need to bring down the troops because, again, that's popular. But the people who are supporting him on the war are saying, well, really what we need is more troops in there. So he's all over the place on that question.
And if he did say, I would have voted against the war after all, you can easily imagine the Bush campaign saying it's another flip-flop.
Well, absolutely. And the president's ads have kept up a steady barrage against Kerry, as well as the president himself out on the campaign trail, who gets a great applause at the line about Kerry not voting for the $87 billion to keep the war effort going. And the president says there's nothing complicated about voting to support our troops, and he gets a big round of applause every time he says it. But look, something's working for John Kerry. He's ahead in the polls in a variety of states, including battleground states, and that's one of the reasons that the Bush campaign has gone negative very early. It's interesting. The president seems to be following the lesson from his father's first campaign for president rather than his second one. Over the weekend, we saw him going to Florida in the wake of the hurricane, just the opposite of what his father did in 1992 when the last devastating hurricane hit Florida, Hurricane Andrew, and George H.W. Bush did not go and received a great deal of criticism for not going. This president did go. And it shows that there's certain advantages to being president when you are able to show up at a disaster and say, I'm going to help out here.
Now, today, Cokie, the president is showing up for a speech at which he will say that he wants to redeploy 70,000 U.S. troops from Europe and Asia, and a lot of them will come home. This is described as a national security move, of course, but what's the political dimension here?
Well, you certainly can make the case that you don't need to keep tens of thousands of troops in Europe to defend against the former Soviet Union. South Korea, a little bit trickier. But yes, you're quite right. There is a political dimension. There are a lot of people who want American troops, particularly American troops in Iraq, home. And the Bush administration has been picking that up, particularly in rural communities where the president should be doing well. This desire to get the troops home is very strong. It's also a way of saying that he's paying attention to the military. This announcement explicitly said that it would be family-friendly. Now, of course, it could end up backfiring if a lot of these troops who do leave Europe and South Korea, relatively safe places, end up in Iraq.
So how does the president try to gain momentum in these 2 weeks that are left before the Republican convention?
Well, I think he is going to be out there. You've never seen anything quite like his campaign schedule for this week alone. Reads like a list of the battleground states. You know, he was in Florida yesterday. This week he goes to Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. So he is definitely out on the hustings, going to the battleground states and saying something very interesting, which is this is not just a referendum. His campaign says it's not a referendum on George Bush. It's a choice between two candidates. So they're hoping that anti-Kerry will help them.
Thanks. That's NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.